Welcome back, everybody, to Sin Vergüenza. I just realized that every episode I do, I start it with welcome back. Is that my phrase? Do I really start every episode like that or no?
No, not the first ones.
Oh, yeah. No, the first ones were something else. But welcome back, everybody, to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside my co-host.
Mr. Anonymous, are you guys?
And they won't be able to hear that. And today is Father's Day. Not the day you're hearing this, but the day we're recording. So today's Father's Day. Happy belated Father's Day to all the daddies out there. But yeah, all right, let's go over our weeks and our weekends. You go first.
Took a trip this week.
Went to the doctors.
Went to the doctors, yeah. They took out my blood, y'all. Not gonna lie, never been afraid of needles, but I don't know, like, why, like, after this time, it was just, like, I guess since my grandfather, I really haven't been to the doctor like that. So, like, once the image of him came into my head, I was just, like, I felt kind of lightheaded. And I was just like, whoa, like, this ain't normal. But that was fun. My son beat another kid's ass, so he stands on 10 toes, or 20 for him. And, yeah, that should be it.
Huh, I guess they do stand on 20 toes. I also went to the doctor and I popped my coochie for her. I popped my pussy for two girls this week. Because they have to always have a nurse when you do that. You always need like somebody on the other end. Which is kind of weird because it's like they're their coworkers. So if they really wanted to lie about some shit, they really could.
I'm not going to lie. Like after all the years of hearing like, once you go get a physical for a guy, they fucking grab your balls and shit or, like, have to,
did
like,
they grab your balls?
No, like, when they, like, everybody told me that shit, I was like,
nobody told me. I knew you got a physical, but I didn't know that, so.
Yeah, like, before.
Did anybody touch you?
No, like, before it was, like, everybody would be like, oh, they grab your balls and then they tell you to cough. And I was like,
So that's not part of a physical?
Well, like, I don't know if it is or not, but it wasn't for me this time, so, hey.
They just missed that step. Yeah, that was that. We did go to Arizona this weekend. Had some amazing fucking pozole. And then we went to go visit, ironically, one of the dads in the family's in the hospital. So that's crazy. That's a crazy Father's Day. And he went in on the hospital on baby mama's birthday. I still wait. I actually don't know what day was her actual birthday.
No, her birthday was way before.
I think her birthday's on the 8th, if I'm not tripping.
7th.
How do you know?
She told me when we were making her account.
It was the 7th?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right after you, yeah.
Aw, oh, damn. I didn't even tell her happy birthday yet. That's crazy. So, yeah, did that, doing that. So, FYI, guys, because I said what I said, this week's episodes, we're trying to make it 30 to 40. Because we've been not here at all. So, a recording schedule and editing schedule is for sure fucked and for sure not enough time. But we'll see if I can make it work. Hopefully, I can make it work. So, yeah, if you've seen us a little less active on social media, that is why. I do have to make a TikTok after this, so fuck. But, yeah, pretty much it. Yeah, that was pretty much it. All right, do you want to go ahead and go into our first segment or you have anything else to say?
Nope.
For the weekend talk? No? All right. So with this segment, it's going to be Uncontrolled Women. And with this segment, we go on this period app called Flow. It's an app that can go ahead and help you track your periods, learn about our body, and there's a women's chat room where we can all talk together and, you know, get real intimate with these conversations that only we would understand. Today, we're going to talk about burning during sex, 5 common causes, and what to do. A 2017 survey, that sounded weird, a survey that they conducted in 2017 came out with these results, y'all. So, more than 8,000 women found that 7.5% of them, that's roughly basically 1 in 13, had experienced pain during sex. So 1 in 13 women, I don't know why they didn't just say that, experiences pain during sex. So this is what might cause burning during sex. Some people brush it off like it might be like they cut their coochie while they were shaving, or, you know, maybe if the guy puts it in a different way, or maybe his fingernails like scratch or something, that might be the case. But it's not always the case. It could be an infection or an STI.
He got crabs.
So yeah, one of the things could be an infection, a yeast infection. And again, for basically anything that we talk about in this segment, if you still don't know, just contact your healthcare provider, because at the end of all of these, same thing, just go get it checked out. The second reason could be vaginal dryness. So if you're not aroused enough, or there is other reasons why your vagina could be dry, I think we've talked about it a couple episodes back on why your vagina can get that dry. It could either be like that, you're not turned on enough, or there's hormonal changes, or your cycle and even medication. So again, there could be many varieties of reasons within the reasons. So always best to just go to your healthcare provider. This is more like a map, but it's not the answer. That's a good quote. I'm the map, but I'm not the answer. Now that just sounds stupid.
That makes no sense. The it map doesn't. Is Should, tells you exactly off. Where you go.
Fuck off. Number three, irritation or allergic reaction. That's one of the reasons why it could burn. It could be related to the fabrics, maybe their bed sheets, some of the soaps they use, some of the lotion, even the lube. Sometimes certain lubes aren't for everybody. Another reason could be menopause. That's just a whole nother thing on its own for sure. And number five is conditions like, I knew I was supposed to do something with this, vaginismus and vestibulodynia. Yeah, I was supposed to look up how to say this shit. I'm not gonna lie. Too much shit going on though. So it's vaginismus, V-A-G-I-N-I-S-M-U-S, and then vestibulodynia, baloney. It's V-E-S-T-I-B-U-L-O-D-Y-N-I-A. If you guys want to look that up. Vaginismus, we're just going to assume this is what vaginismus causes the vagina to squeeze and tense up during penetration, so it'll make it painful. And then vestibulodynia is a medical term for chronic pain. So why the fuck can't we just call it pussy chronic pain? Fucking pussy squeeze. Like, why can't we just name it this shit? Like, bruh. Anyways. What else? Sex therapy could help. Physical therapy can help. CBT, which is conjugative behavior therapy. Creams and prescription pain medications. But at the end, it basically ends it with saying, go to your healthcare provider. So, like I said, there's many reasons within some of the reasons. So, it could be so many different varies of things. And that's five common causes for burning during sex and what to do. So, that's just the common ones. So, there's a shit ton more out there that aren't common. So,
crabs.
You know what? When I thought about crabs when I was little, I was really like, damn, like, tienes arañas en tu cuchi. Like,
bruh.
I thought they were like spiders or like ants and shit. I still have yet to see them. I should probably look. You know what? I'm not going to look that up right now. I'm not going to insert no fucking clips. Let me just not. Oh, sorry. So, yeah. All right. We're just going to do some quick games between the segments. That way, it's just nothing but pure segments. So today, we're going to do a little bit of Never Have I Ever. We're bringing it back. If you guys haven't noticed by now, I like playing games on the podcast. It was going to be like a game night, like a specific episode. But I feel like just with like sometimes good shit comes up in the news or good tea, I think we're just going to like have just randomly have game nights or whatever, game mornings, whenever you're listening to this. So we're bringing back Never Have I Ever. I did this with Savannah one time and we just went on a website. Today we're using an app, and today's app is going to be called, what is this? It's Never Have I Ever. Well, I actually downloaded a lot of apps, and some of them, they are Never Have I Ever, but they're spelled differently. So this one's Never Have I Ever. It's like a, it looks like a Friends logo, like the show. So this first one is going to be, Never Have I Ever Canceled Plans with a Friend Last Minute. I have.
Yeah.
Okay. That was easy. Like, next. Never have I ever gotten into a fight with a friend over something petty. I definitely have.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm trying to think if you have. Let me not say. Next. Never have I ever ditched a friend for someone else. There's times where I do make plans with my friends, and I completely forget that I had already made other plans. So in those cases, yes, because I'll go with the original person, but not, never have I done it purposefully.
No, I don't think so. Usually whenever, like, I know I'm going to hang out with somebody, I just make that time for that person, so.
I'm just very bad with remembering shit, period, to be honest. So nobody should take it to heart. Never have I ever gently whispered in someone's ear. All right, this, I think this is like a kinky one.
Facts.
Done that. Bruh, there's a fucking ad. That's nuts. All right, I've seen one on the apps, like as the picture, like the ad for it. It was, never have I ever ate animal food.
No.
Like, it specifically said dog and cat.
No.
I accidentally ate dog treats, but they were homemade, so.
There's no accidentally.
No, she literally is like, one of my sisters, like, she made peanut butter cookies for the dogs. And she's like, here, try one. And I ate it, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good. They're dog treats. Bitch.
Bruh.
I don't know if she put, like, dog food in it, or if it was just, like, peanut butter shit, but I for sure know, like, they weren't meant for dogs to eat, so.
Never have I ever smoked weed at a church.
I have never.
I have.
I think you just wanted to, like, is that a flex for you? Never have I ever bought myself a Happy Meal. I definitely have.
Have not.
You never just, like, as an adult?
No.
Okay, you know what? I'm not even gonna lie. I was gonna say when I wasn't super hungry. I'm lying. On the McDonald's app, it was buy one, get one. And a bitch was broke, so I bought one and I got one.
Bro, you said, let me turn that three-piece into a six-piece?
No, I think it was already a six. No, it was a four-piece. So I bought one because it was like $4 or $5. And then it came with another one. And so I had like the two little sodas. And like I just put all the papas and shit in one box. And. You know, it was tough times out here, and McDonald's came in clutch with buy one, get one Happy Meals.
I gotta say,
them kids.
Everybody used to talk shit about McDonald's until that fucking dollar menu came in clutch.
Yeah, and now you can't even fucking say that McDonald's is the spot that will always have your back, because there's not no more dollar menu. The drinks used to be all sizes, any size for a dollar. Now it's just like, nope, each one's like $3-4, so...
Jack in the Box will still hold it down with that dollar.
Tap in and let us know who's the new fast food restaurant that kept their prices low. Tap in and let us know who has our backs in the struggle times. Never have I ever snuck out the house. I have. I definitely regret it because I should not have been a wee little lad and lady. In middle school, walking the Las Vegas streets. These Las Vegas streets, to be exact. At, like, what? 12, 3 in the morning? By myself? Definitely should not have been doing that. In the alley? Bruh. Yeah. Crazy times.
The funny thing is, like, people will be like, it's scarier in a town. And then town people will be like, it's scarier in a city.
No, it's definitely more scary in a fucking city. Like, in your town, it's just creepy because, like, there's, like, a random fucking forest or, like, a random dirt path. Yes, that is scary. But it's, like, that thing. Who are you more scared of, the bear or the man? I'm more scared of a fucking pack of coyotes. Well, I guess that is scary.
Bruh.
Well, I guess you have best of both worlds. I'm less scared of the people in your town. I would be more freaked out by...
the animals?
Yeah. It's different for... And then again, the AC was turned on mid-episode. Okay. Do you know what a flaming shot is?
Nope. Oh, yeah.
I guess just like a shot that's on fire. It's never have I ever drank a flaming shot. I never have.
I have. It's not that bad.
You drank a shot on fire? Where?
I believe it was as soon as I turned 21 or for my graduation. Then my brother was like, let's go get you a shot. And then they did that and I was like.
How does it feel?
Hot.
Like just if like, you're drinking like a hot chocolate?
No, not necessarily. Like it goes down smooth and shit. Like, but when you get the cup like right next to your face, like you just feel nothing but heat.
Does it hurt though?
No.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break and we're going to go into our next segment now. So this is the dream segment. And within this dream segment, we talk about dreams that we've had in our sleep. But they're dreams that we've either had in the future or dreams that we've had recently. Before we go ahead and give you guys our dreams, do you have a dream? I do. Before I give you my dream, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys know this. You yourself can also go ahead and drop a dream down below in the Google form listed in the bio so we can all talk about our dreams together. And it's not just us giving you our deepest, darkest, literally shit that we can control dreams. So, again, go down below to the Google form so you yourself can go ahead and share a dream with us so we can all talk about it here on the podcast, A Judgment-Free Zone, where we can talk about dreams. Again, things that are uncontrollable. And they're really just fucking fun, to be honest. And they can go so many ways. So, I have my dream written down in my notes. Okay, so this is how this dream happened. I woke up for work and then I put snooze for like another 10 minutes. And within those 10 minutes, tell me why this dream felt like hours.
Like that's like the best sleep you get to.
Yeah, that was like the best like extra 10 minutes of my life because it made me feel more like I had way more time. I typed this really fast, so let me read it real quick. Okay, so since I had put it to snooze, I dreamt that I was getting ready for work, like if I was late or something. So I was dreaming that I was getting dressed, but when I ended up driving to work, I ended up like spawning in the middle of my old middle school. And I've had this dream before where I'm in my middle school trying to get to English class because I keep missing English. I don't know if I actually did. Yeah, I definitely did ditch because he let me. So I got my shit done, but he let me ditch the class. So, oh no, wait, that was high school. In middle school, I definitely was not ditching in middle school. So why I never made it to English?
Goody two shoes.
No, definitely. So...
teacher's pet.
I've had this dream before though where I'm in my middle school trying to get to English class and it's always on the left side upstairs. No, downstairs. I don't know, but it's always no, it is downstairs. But I'm always coming from upstairs downstairs to go down to my English class and it's not the first time, so it's fucking weird why I keep dreaming of this. So, I guess after English class, I'm back upstairs and I meet up with some girl, but I guess she's my homegirl in my dream. So I met up with a homegirl and we ended up ditching. So we went into this apartment complex. We went into this apartment. Never seen these places in my life. I know damn why I've never seen you in an apartment. Tell me why I walk into the apartment. She's putting her stuff away somewhere. And I walk into a room and you're booty cheek naked in the room.
I took you to the O.
And then my dream just ended. And the last thing I remember in my dream was opening up that room in that apartment and your butt cheeks were just out. And you were laying in the bed like ass up. Like, not like you was throwing it back or nothing, but like when people like... like, they move their leg to a certain angle, so it kind of rises your butt a little bit.
Oh, uh-huh.
So, that was that. And I remember, like, closing the door hella fast, because I was like, holy shit, like, the homegirl's here. But I didn't know I didn't know if it was your place, my place. I didn't, like, I don't know what the fuck it was, but I didn't, even in my dream, I was like, oh my gosh. Literally, like, I didn't expect nobody to be there. And then I opened the door and it's like, bam, your white ass butt cheeks are right there.
You know when SpongeBob breaks his spatula and he gets a new spatula and he's like, oh, and he's like,
I honestly don't remember.
Bruh, I'll try to find it for you guys. But I bet you that's how your eyes look when you see my butt cheeks. To know that you woke up to the same exact image.
I literally woke up to that exact fucking image, y'all. And what's crazy is, like, when I woke up to my first alarm, I didn't even turn to look at you or nothing. Like, I just, like, turned to get my phone. So when I woke up, there was, bam, those same butt cheeks.
You're like, oh my God, same angle and everything.
But it was just, like, so weird because I've had that dream before, like, the school dream. But it didn't go like that at all. Like, I would just already spawn at the school and go downstairs. And I know that I've walked down there with somebody, and it is always a girl that I meet on the stairs. But I don't know who the fuck she is. I don't see a face. Like,
twin.
I just know that I walk with somebody to class.
Imagine that's your inner other self. Straight that's up.
Crazy.
She's trying to take your ass to school.
Life of a Gemini. The good girl and the bad girl. The good girl's trying to go to class. The bad one's trying to ditch to go.
You should try to see if you can get your inner self to fucking go into the classroom. Like, what is keeping you out of there?
I feel like I have made it in the classroom. I have. You know what? I'm not saying I feel. No, I know that I have made it within that classroom before. So, weird. But all right. That was the dream segment. Now, we're going to go back to Never Have I Ever. Again, you yourself can drop a dream in the Google form listed down below so we can all share them here anonymously. Thank you. Please. I'm begging. If you guys can't hear her, but Storm also is begging you guys. My clothes fell on top of him. All right. Never have I ever danced on a table or bar. I have.
I've done it on both.
You've danced at a bar?
I've done it on both.
Okay, I want to hear this.
Next question. Never have I ever. At a bar? No, I'm just messing with you. Oh, well, it doesn't mean like actually like in a bar or on a bar.
It says in a bar.
Oh, it was my brother's 25th. 24th, some shit like that, birthday, and he was in Arizona, and we went over there to go to celebrate it for him. And around this time, like, I wasn't allowed to drink, so he rode a mechanical bull right there in Arizona, next to the stadium. They have like a shopping center, and there's a bar right there, and there was just a song like from when my grandpa was around that, like, whenever like it comes on, we would just dance. So, like, we were just kind of just, like, dancing in there. And it was funny because, like, right before that, my brother had gone on to ride the mechanical bull. And if you ride it for more than 8 seconds, you get a free beer. So, shout out to them.
So, he got a free beer with that or what?
Yeah. He spilled that shit on my shoes.
So, he didn't get a free beer?
He did, but, like, he spilled part of it on my shoes at first.
Ooh, okay. Okay. If I don't get the right answer to this, we could end this episode for real fucking short. Never have I ever stayed friends with the ex.
Nope.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Nope. And the one time I was gonna try, he died. So, that's crazy. Yeah, literally. I'm not fucking around, y'all. He did. So, rest in peace. And his shit was his shit. His anniversary was like, 2 days after my birthday. So that's a little something that I can't not forget about around my fucking birthday, y'all. And now I have to share my birthday. The day after my birthday is your uncle's birthday, my cousin's birthday, and now my uncle's baby mama's birthday.
Yeah.
Three people share the birthday together that I know. And that's crazy.
And I think my Nina shares her birthday with one of my cousins too. I think so.
She shares her birthday and your mom's birthday are in the same month. I don't know if they're the same day, but I for sure know that they're within the same month. But yeah, y'all. All right. Never have I ever prank called 911. I don't want to say it was a prank call. When I was little, have you seen Fat Albert?
Yeah.
When I was little, there's a point in the movie where he's like, quick, call 911. So that's what I did. And apparently, like, my aunt said she was in the kitchen doing stuff. And the cops ended up, like, knocking on the door. And they were like, what's wrong? Like, where's the kid? Da 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 da. And she's like, no, everything's fine. So they had to check the house. And when they checked the house, like, I was in the room, like, fucking around with the cops on the phone and shit.
Bruh.
And they had to, like, check me and stuff and make sure I wasn't being abused. So, eventually, like, when my Nina, like, put the movie back on, she heard what they were saying. And she's like, oh, shit. And so I guess I did, but I also didn't. I was
You're
a child.
Over here on the phone like, my mom's beating me. Stop it, Ma, stop it.
I don't talk. I don't know. Because the way she made it seem, it was like I was in a crib or some shit. So.
We've had a cousin do that, but he kind of just laid down on there. You know how, like, phones have that emergency button?
Right. Oh.
He pressed that one and the cops came over.
All right. I was going to stop here, but this one's funny. Never have I ever slipped someone my phone number.
No. Fuck no. If you have my phone number.
You're saying fuck no? Think about it. Think about what the fuck you just said.
Slip somebody my phone number?
Yeah. You've never done that before? Cut the fucking mic, y'all, because I'm about to break up with this motherfucker right the fuck now.
Well, I was like, hold on, like, no, never have I ever, but yeah, you were my first.
I, you know what, I'm going to block his fucking number now, y'all, because obviously it wasn't that fucking special.
Well, no, because, like, anybody who has ever, like, tried to have my number, it was like, fuck no, like, you ain't getting my number. You can get my, like, Snapchat.
I remember you asked me for my number, and I told them, nah, he could give me his, though.
Yeah, and then she was like, let me get your snap. And yeah.
That's where I had all the hoes. Just kidding, a little bit. All
right. We definitely cut the mic right now, though.
Okay, so let's go into our final segment. Roll those fucking clips. I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last time. Okay. So, like I said, you guys aren't going to know each other's answers. So, it's just me and you and the listeners. I want to ask, what's one secret you haven't told him before?
That I love him.
Wait, what?
That I love him.
And you haven't told him? Okay. Do you want to be the one to say it first? That's so cute. That is, like, one of the best ones that we have had. Oh, my gosh.
I've literally been, like, thinking about it all week, and I don't know when to do it. Oh.
Okay, you know what? I was listening to a podcast, and they said, I don't want to ruin your makeup. I'm so sorry. They said, there's no time limit. Just fucking say it. And if they don't feel the same way, all right, you move along from that. But just let it be known. Don't hold that shit in. I mean, who wouldn't want to know that they're loved, you know? So, I'm sorry if that made you emotional. You're so strong for saying that, though. Especially to me, some random bitch over here.
Yeah.
All right, what about, let's lighten up the mood. Hopefully it does.
Yeah.
What about one embarrassing moment you haven't told him about, whether it happened before you guys even met or maybe even now? We've had people say that they shit themselves. You know, crazy stuff like that. So no judgment.
I've fallen in an airport like a million times, like when I was a kid. That's the only thing I can think of that I would like think is embarrassing to me.
That's it,
like broken glasses, like stepped on them, couldn't see. That's about it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, so what's one secret you kept from her so far?
So we were, honest with each other about, like she asked me who I was, like, messing with while we, like, just began, like, dating, like, first talking, like, no, what's it called? Like, before I established a boundary, like, hey, I'm only talking to you, you're talking to me.
Okay.
And, like, she asked me, oh, should I go, no! And she asked me, like, how many people, whatever, and I was honest with her about that. I just didn't tell her, like, specifically who.
Oh, okay.
So, like, she knows, but, like, I guess that's, like, one secret, but I wouldn't really even consider that a secret. But besides that, I just told her about me moving to Houston.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so I was just thinking about that for a while, and Yeah, I just told her about it recently.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
How come you want to move out there?
I'm going with my friend, a couple of my friends. We all have clothing brands. Like, this shirt I'm wearing, this is from my clothing brand.
Oh, that's clean.
We're about to just all go out there and just pursue that, as well as just, like, work. I'm 19, so I'm trying to, like, be uncomfortable, get out of my parents' house, and, like, really have to work towards some.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to shout out your clothing brand?
It's Pashy.apparel on Instagram. Pashy.
Keep going.
Yeah, Dot Apparel. Yeah, that's it.
All right, hell yeah. Sweet. And then the second question was, what is one embarrassing moment you have kept from her so far?
One embarrassing moment? Probably, like, she knows I played basketball in the past.
Right.
Like, I played at CS. I was a redshirt in there, but, I mean, embarrassing, I'd probably say, like, in high school, I wasn't good at all. Like, I averaged, like, 3 points a game.
Oh, for real?
I was trying, yeah.
You're better than I ever was. That's for fucking sure.
At least
sure.
I was on the team.
Right, straight up. You weren't the water boy, so you did something good.
So I guess, yeah, that's kind of embarrassing. Like, she knows I play basketball for her, but, yeah. She thinks I'm good, though, so, I mean, that's all that matters.
Sweet, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Not the homie scared to swap.
Oh, God, that's what I said to my friend just now.
Oh, you guys thought that's what we were going to do? Okay. Ooh, he's gonna get it later. Fuck, he fucked up saying that. All right, so you guys aren't gonna know each other's answers, neither will your friends. It's just me, you, and the listeners. What's one secret you've never told your partner before?
It's not really a secret. Like, I don't really have, like, secrets, literally. I would say I don't like his friends too much, but he already knows that.
Is it the group behind me?
Let's not say
names. I'm not asking names. It's yes or no.
I wouldn't say too much him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. What about an embarrassing moment that you haven't told him? Whether it happened, again, before you knew him or while you guys were together, but that he doesn't know about.
Like, moment as in what?
Like we've... Okay. So, for example, we've had one guy say he farted while he was fucking his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
We had one guy last week tell us that when he was little, he would shit himself and not clean it. It's just... anything like that, or even it doesn't even have to be that gross or shitty. Usually we have people say it from, like, when they were little kids. Kids do right, embarrassing,
like,
shit.
I fell down the stairs when I was in high school
and nobody's seen it.
People seen, yeah.
Did you cry?
No. I pretended like I was tying my shoe and then I tried to play it off, but they already knew. But it's cool.
Okay, fine, shit, fuck it, whatever, it happens. You already went past it, you lived on.
Wait, what's your podcast?
I can't tell you. All right, so those were our clips from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around the Las Vegas area asking couples, what's one juicy secret you've never told your partner or one embarrassing moment? And then we air their shit out right here. Both of them leave not knowing each other's answers or the name of the podcast, so they never get to know. With our first couple, her secret was... she loves him, and the bitch was bawling in front of me. I'm like, what did I just cause this poor lady? They were all teenagers, though. So these two couples are teenagers, and I think two more after this are going to be teenagers.
I mean,
it was the cutest, most wholesome thing in my life.
I think it was probably just because, like he said, his secret before that was that he was moving to Texas.
Yeah, she's all like, we were just, like, talking about it until we had to link up with his friends. She's like, I don't even want to fucking be here right now.
Yeah, so I could see, like, why that would hurt and why it would be something, like, hard to, like, tell him. So.
Hopefully she did tell him. And I manifest that they lived a long, happy life together while they're teenagers, as long as it could last. And if it lasts till the end, then there you go. But, I mean, hey, the homie got a big head, a strong head on his shoulders because he has some big plans. So hopefully that goes good for him. Her embarrassing moment was that she flies too much. Maybe it might suck for her because she's moving around a lot, but honey... trust me, that's not embarrassing.
I mean...
it's embarrassing that we don't get to fly that much.
Honestly.
You're embarrassed because you can't fly at all. All right.
Okay.
Her boyfriend said that in the beginning he was lying to her about only talking to her. I guess that's fine. His embarrassing moment was he he basically has her thinking that he's fucking Michael Jordan when he sucks ass. He's the Kevin Hart of basketball.
Bruh.
I don't even know if Kevin Hart's good or not. It's just I literally barely have finished watching the Tom Brady roast, guys. So I'm like in the...
She's feeling herself.
Let's fucking talk shit on Kevin Hart right now.
He said, fuck you, Tom.
He could have had so many better moments to say, fuck you, Tom. Like, I was saying, fuck you, Tom, more than he was. If you guys want somebody to say, fuck you at random time, trust me. I feel like I was doing it excessively because I was saying it so much more than Kevin Hart was. And this might be a hot take, y'all. But my hot take is Tom Brady isn't fucking hot. That's my hot take. Everybody was hyping him up to me saying, oh, he's so fucking fine. He all this. I finally put a face to the name. Disappointed. I'm very fucking disappointed. For our second couple, the secret for the girlfriend was she don't like his friends. And it was the group of friends that they were hanging out with. She said, let me not say. Like, bitch, that's all you need to say. That's all you needed to fucking say. Like,
I mean, I hope it's not the friend that your man is planning to fucking move to Texas with, because sheesh.
All right, embarrassing moment was fell downstairs. Oh, this was my notes. The embarrassing moment for her was that she fell down the stairs and people saw. Oh, that's the worst. That is the fucking worst, especially at school. People gonna laugh at you and shit. I'm gonna have to punch you.
Okay. Crazy.
The boyfriend, no secret, but his embarrassing moment was that he threw up in class and was like basically throwing up all the way to the office. That poor thing. That's fucked. Disgusting. Bro, I would have like at least ran to the restroom, got as much as I could out, and then walked my ass to the office.
I mean, I would even went to the office. I would just throw my guts out in the restroom.
Ugh, I couldn't imagine throwing up in front of people at school.
I couldn't imagine throwing up in the fucking bathrooms at school. Okay. Like,
but before you talk shit, we have to go now because I have to go before visitation hours are closed. So, are you good?
Yeah.
That was our segment, What Happens in Vegas. Now, we're going to end it off here. All right. If you guys are listening on Apple or Spotify, please leave a 5-star review. Drop a little comment within that review. If you're listening on any other platform, because we're on any other platform, please make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe. If you're listening on Spotify, there's little questions down below that you can interact with. If you guys want to go ahead and just go to our Instagram, you can find all the links for anything simply on our Instagram. It's scene.verguenza_pod. Again, scene.verguenza_pod. There you can find the links to everywhere we're on, some extra content, and you know, all that extra good shit. Sometimes there's polls and stuff like that. And just other random shit. And if you want to go to our TikTok, it's scene.verguenza2a's_. And yeah, am I missing anything for this outro? I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Again, like, comment, share, subscribe. Go down below to the Google form where you can drop a confession, ask for advice, or leave that juicy dream for us to read anonymously. All right, other than that, I hope you guys had a good Father's Day. If we do have any daddies listening, let us know what you think about uncontrolled women. Is it good for you? Do you learn anything with us? Shout out to you guys for being good fathers. And for all those deadbeats, fuck you and your mama because she raised a bitch.
Imagine if like the dads on here fucking hit you up and be like, what do you mean if uncontrolled woman is good for us? That's why we single.
Cut the mic. Peace out, y'all. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la